race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
First, Merry Christmas. Hope you and your family had a wonderful holiday season. I know we did. Speaking of Christmas, this wouldn't be Battleground America if I didn't point out things we've never seen before over this Christmas. And they are jaw-dropping. Starting with the protest against Christmas by the left. Not exactly a new thing in America. It's who's protesting and how violently they're doing it that catches my attention. Hundreds of violent pro-Palestinian protesters converged on Midtown New York Monday, chanting, "Your Christmas is canceled." The mob grew so violent, it triggered a level 3 mobilization call by the NYPD. Before it was over, a New York train was set on fire by Hamas supporters. You should see the video. By the way, I have it up on my Twitter feed. It looks, y'all, like something out of the Middle East, but it's here. I would love to know the immigration status of every person in the mob and how many of them came over the border in recent months, particularly at Lukeville, where, as you know from listening to previous podcasts, 700 to 1,000 men from predominantly Muslim nations crossed every night. But the shocking thing we've never seen before is how the Biden administration is moving them into the interior. If you've listened to Battleground America over the last few years, you know all about the secret flights, how they land in the middle of the night at major airports full of illegal immigrants that are being flown into the interior on your taxpayer dime. That's not a secret. Fox News has been reporting it for a while. The rest of the media may have blacked it out, but it doesn't make it any less true. But here's what's changed, and it's jarring. They're not hiding it anymore. A series of shock tweets, I don't know what else to call them, by Fox News reporter Bill Malusian illustrated it. They've moved their mass movement of these illegal immigrants into the light. The TSA, the Department of Homeland Security, is practically mocking us with it. What Fox News reporter Bill Malusian posted was this. And again, you can see it all on my Twitter feed at Tara Servatius. I'll put links in the podcast write-up for all of this. You can find it easily. It's two lines. On the right, you see U.S. citizens going through the typical TSA line. On the left are the illegals. They're not going through the TSA line. They have their own special, separate line. Here's what Bill Malusian writes. "This was the sign at the immigration line I saw at Tucson Airport last night, where airport personnel were directing illegal immigrants who'd been released with their Department of Homeland Security paperwork, non-citizens with no passports only. This was at a TSA security for domestic flight, not at customs, not at international." Here's what the sign says. And the reason this is such big news, we've never seen these signs before, but they're using them now. "Non-U.S. citizens without passports only. Enter here." And it routes you around the TSA line that Americans can be seen standing in. In the second tweet, Fox News reporter Bill Malusian writes, "I saw some of these people crossing at Lukeville this week. What is significant about this?" Okay, Eagle Pass has been a crossing for a long time. Lukeville has not. Nobody was crossing at Lukeville because it was a very successfully walled off part of the border with a Trump wall. Until, as the UK Daily Mail reported 3 months ago, the Border Patrol suddenly went out there with a blowtorch and permanently welded open a door in the wall. And then the crossings by the Muslim men began. And only Muslim men. No women, no children. At least not in the beginning. 700 to 1,000 every night brought in by the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, which represents 57 Muslim countries, night after night. So when Malusian is emphasizing, these are the people who I saw at Lukeville, he's talking about predominantly Muslim men under the age of 40. The people in the videos that Malusian has littered his Twitter feed with, trying to show you who's coming. This is not a typical crossing with Guatemalans and Costa Ricans, with women and children and men. No, it looks different. That's why he's emphasizing it. If you want to see all of that coverage, you can go to Bill Malusian's Twitter feed. But here's where this gets stark raving mad. It's what these illegals are openly using as their documents at the airport to board planes with Americans. Again, Americans who are only on the planes because they've been through the TSA line. Headline from Fox News, TSA confirms it lets illegal immigrants use arrest warrants as ID at airports. TSA said the document would be checked against CPB databases. In other words, they'll verify the arrest warrant is real. They have no idea who the person is who holds it in hand. Now, if you listen to Battleground America last week, you know about the letter that Senator Ted Cruz wrote to the Department of Homeland Security after he learned that a lot of these illegals don't have ID at the border. And so they're being directed to fill out something called the CPB One app. It does not confirm your identity. It doesn't even screen you. It just hands you the arrest warrant that you then hand in at the, you know, at the crossing, at the, you know, at the airport. They, in other words, as Cruz is explaining, we're not verifying who these people are. We're just handing them documents, either a QR code from a CPB One app or their arrest warrant for crossing illegally, and letting them use that to bypass the TSA screening lines. Quote, here's what Ted Cruz wrote. In effect, TSA is applying one standard for verifying the identities of American citizens and another weaker standard for verifying, and he puts verifying in air quotes because it's a joke, for verifying the identities of illegal aliens. This is alarming. Yes, it's especially alarming when you have Bill Malusian emphasizing, look, these are the guys from Lukeville, meaning they are predominantly Muslim. Folks, at this point, in a sane country, this is what, if we had a real Republican resistance, at this point, you would see state attorneys general charging and arresting TSA and Department of Homeland Security and NGO leaders who are running this trafficking operation. They are absolutely colluding in a way that the RICO statute could be used. Okay, so I know the federal government isn't going to arrest these people. They're running an illegal human trafficking operation literally right there in our airports that violates federal law. These are classic RICO cases. And so if we had real resistance, say it was a Democrats, actually. Say we reverse the parties here. And these are Republican voters we're bringing in. You bet you that if we control the Department of Justice, and of course, so they're not going to arrest TSA leaders and Department of Homeland Security leaders, you can bet your bottom dollar you would see county attorneys, state attorneys arresting TSA, Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, who are doing this and trying them using RICO statutes in the states. You can absolutely do that. This is how the Republicans could resist, and they're praying the base doesn't figure it out. But the Republicans have another problem on their hands right now because of another story that came out over Christmas. It's by a publication called Muckraker, and they hit the mother load. What they got was a treasure trove of mass migration blueprints. What it is the plans used by what are called NGOs, non-governmental organizations. The Red Cross is actually one on the list, to mass move illegal immigrants for the federal government in an orchestrated way from the countries to the south of this one, all the way up and over the border. They even buy the plane tickets that your tax money pays for. So essentially, they're laundering tax money to pay for plane tickets so that these illegal immigrants can break the law with the assistance of the taxpayer and the federal government. There's billions of dollars worth of funding going into this. They've got maps. It's highly coordinated. They hand them out. They move them. They provide them with medical care, everything they need, from water to shoes to clothes, all of it. You're paying for that. So when you see people coming across the border and their clothes aren't dirty, they've got phones, brand new phones. They're, you know, getting on planes. They got tickets. They're fat. All of that is paid for with your tax money laundered through the NGOs. Here's the problem for Republicans, at least the Republican leadership that pretends to be leading us somewhere. They've been funding all this. It was actually part of the reason that Speaker Kevin McCarthy was thrown out. He promised the Republicans, if you'll remember, they could do separate appropriations bills, which would have let them go in and cut all this money out. Most specifically, the hundreds of billions of dollars that are funding this mass migration, which now totals, when you count gotaways and those we caught, 300,000 a month. See, Kevin McCarthy promised the Republicans if they voted for him for speaker, they could do 12 separate appropriations bills. Again, they could go in like with a scissor and cut out this funding. You can't do that in a continuing resolution. You can only up or down vote it. You can't cut out parts. That's why Kevin McCarthy then stabbed these Republicans in the back and said, no, we're going to do continuing resolutions. It was his way of keeping this funded, keeping the Democrats in the cash. They need to bring their voters and a lot of terrorists to them into this country. When McCarthy reneged on his promise, he was summarily tossed out as speaker and replaced by Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson turned around and did another CR, not cutting any of this stuff out. That's why it's still happening. Now, in Mike Johnson's defense, he only had a couple of weeks to pass those appropriations bills. Normally, it takes 6 to 8 months to get that done. So I'm going to be watching carefully January and February to see if Johnson goes for another CR or if he actually does the cuts that'll stop this. Folks, when you understand what the Democrats understand, you can understand why they're so open about this, that they're now putting signs for everyone to see at the airports. Hey, this is the line for illegal immigrants who don't have a visa or any documents. Here's where you go to skip the TSA line. The reason the Democrats are this open is because they know the Republicans are funding this. The leadership is funding this to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars a year. Want to pause right here for just 1 minute to say I hope you enjoyed yourself as much as I did over the Christmas holidays. I ate whatever I wanted. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and now I'm back on the plan. Yep, and I love that PhD weight loss didn't just give me that 29-pound weight loss that I got in the 10 months of maintenance. It gave me a plan for life so that occasionally I can splurge, knowing I'll be able to stabilize my weight quickly because I've got the metabolism to handle it now. And that's the best part. You don't just lose the weight. PhD weight loss helps you build a metabolism for life. You feeling kind of bad about what you ate over Christmas? Take charge. Do something about it. Make an appointment with PhD weight loss in the month of January. You can do it wherever you live. They've got PhD online and PhD in person. There's somebody in all 50 states doing it. Because it works. So find them online. Find out more. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Meanwhile, all this compromising is breaking the back of the Republican Party. Literally. Financially. You can measure it. While the GOP leadership is obviously kowtowing to the big corporate interests that want to flood the country with illegal immigrants, there are a lot of other interests that fund the Republican Party, too. And they've snapped their wallet shut. The GOP, the RNC, I should say, ended November with its lowest total in years, $9.9 million. That's all they have going into an election year. In 2016, they had $21 million on hand. In 2021, they had 65. In 2020, 58. Again, just $9.9 million cash on hand. And here's the problem. In 2016, they'd actually built a pretty formidable voter turnout operation. They'd learned from the defeat of Mitt Romney that waiting till election day and hoping to get your voters out then was a disaster. So they were actually turning them out in the months before for early voting. We don't have anything like that right now. And we have no money to build it. Simply put, no one trusts Ronna Romney McDaniel. And the report that just came out showing that Ronna Romney McDaniel has spent nearly $300,000 of donors' money on limos since the 21st of October, 2022, isn't helping. Nor is the $40,000 hairstyling and dry cleaning bill. Bottom line, you may not like the RNC. I don't like the RNC. But we need a turnout machine of some kind, and we don't have one, nor do we have any hope of building one like the one that was disassembled after 2016 by Ronna Romney McDaniel, not without cash. Bottom line, the donors have simply given up. They're either not getting anything, like when we went in the House and then just compromised with the Democrats and fund their agenda anyway, or we have such bad results in terms of Democrats getting gains in the last election in the Senate, that they've thrown their hands in the air. And it's not just at the national level. At the moment, not one, but two swing states, critical for Trump winning the presidency, but also for taking back in the House and the Senate, are broke. They have negative balances. Their parties do. So those on the ground, get out the vote party operations, at least at this point, it appears, will be non-existent. Those two state parties are Arizona and Michigan. Meanwhile, while Romney McDaniel was frittering money away at the national level, the Democrats spent $20 million registering over 100,000 voters in the swing states, enough that they wouldn't even need to cheat to win if they can turn them out. Which is what's so maddening, because all of the issues are absolutely lining up in our column. We should be able to easily decimate the Democrats, but it's not clear we'll have the machine or the funding for ads to do it. That is, unless something changes, and changes fast.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.